What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are Bang Practice, of course. We got a great one for you tonight. Not going to spoil anything, but it's going to be exciting. Very, very exciting. Before we jump into all of that, as always, boys, how are we feeling on Selection Sunday?
Heyo. Have we ever talked about college basketball on the pod before? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's March Madness, baby. I don't know. I've still been kind of baseball pilled recently. I don't know about you guys, but it was a good weekend. It was St. Patrick's Day. I didn't do anything because why would I want to, you know, spend money and have fun? but hey, the dogs got walked multiple times. It was like 75 degrees. It rained a little bit this morning, but overall, wow, it's a good weekend. Yeah. And we're nice. Here back recording on a Sunday. We got 11 days until baseball. Yeah.
Is that regular season or are you counting
that's regular season? No, that's regular season. Soul Series starts in 3 days, baby.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
That doesn't count, right? That's exhibition.
That's real series. That's counts a real for life.
The MLB. Sure does.
Real wow, life. Okay.
But not for
Sora. Back.
So it, back. It basically might as well be an expedition an expedition game, an exhibition game, because
same difference.
It doesn't count for Sora.
True.
That is true. That is true. But we have baseball back, which is very exciting. Well, boys, I am a man of my word.
Okay.
And I didn't tell you about this, but I am a man of my word. Right here next to me, I have an entire pack of black liquor.
Come on. I'm so hungry. Oh, man.
I'll have to get some for the next pod.
Oh, man. That sounds so good. Oh,
does Haley like it, or is this just going to...
Nope.
You got to give it to your mom. You got to give it to your mom.
Yeah, that's true. You'll find someone. So you have to eat the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I'm eating the whole thing.
Okay, Josh. Okay, first I want a sniff test. Oh, we gotta rank it on different attributes.
Okay, I did. I opened the bag and I went like this and did a little whiff, and it's horrible. Right. Horrible.
Three words to describe it. Go.
Stinky.
Stinky.
It's not cheese.
Gross. Gross. Bad.
Stinky, gross, and bad. All right.
Wow.
He is a 4-year-old confirmed, but you have to eat the whole thing. I guess I'll have to do it here. Since you got that, I guess I'll get good and plenty for next time.
Perfect. Okay. So I had a discussion with an outsider about this, and they said that good and plenty would be a cop out because it has the candy coating and it's smaller. So I went with the full stick length.
I'll leave it up to whatever you guys think.
But... Or here. I think it's fairness. What is the serving size on the box? I think you should do a serving size of whatever you're eating.
Three four. Pieces. Three. No shot. No
well,
shot.
Well, yeah, because if you got good and plenty, you couldn't just eat one. If you got good and plenty. All right.
Serving size.
You can just eat it like as we talk. You can snack as we go.
Please. You have a full podcast.
Look, he's
three.
Like,
It's actually, it smells, I'll tell you this, it smells worse than it tastes.
I think Twizzlers? You have a pleasant, or maybe you were just expecting the worst.
Okay, I will say, if Good and Plenty is a cop-out, Twizzlers is also a slight cop-out, because if you got like true, like,
yes,
Danish black licorice,
yep,
where it's like straight, it's like eating Star Anise, then that's a different story. This is tame. I'm going to be honest. Smell is like a 1 out of 10.
Holy.
Taste is like a 4.
Yeah.
Like, it's not terrible. Right. I'll eat 3. It's not terrible.
Whoa.
I'll eat 3. Well, now you got a little snack for the pod.
There you
this
go.
This is how it starts. This is the good. Mm-hmm. This is the black licorice addiction.
In like 5 episodes from now, you're going to see me like slowly sneaking a piece of black licorice.
There we go.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, there you have it. Man of my word.
I love it.
I will say I set my basketball lineups
there
this
we go.
week. And they're actually doing well. So they needed the rest.
Married, yep. Deserved. Yep. So that's what you get for buying the Twizzlers.
That's good karma. Go. That's good karma.
Right? Exactly. Well, enough of that silliness. We got a great one. We are doing our 2024 MLB superlatives, predictions, whatever you want to call it. 24 predictions.
Superlatives, baby. I don't know.
Woo!
Woo! Come on. Let's show some energy. Woo. Same as last year, right? We love doing
same
this.
Same year. Format. We got it. Same
let's format. Go. Actually, before we get too far into it, let's give a quick shout out to last week's episode and to the listeners and the viewers for making last week's episode our most viewed episode of season two.
Wow.
58 views on YouTube. Appreciate it. Let's see here on Anchor. Throw on a few extra. Of course, on Anchor, we have 31. We're hitting that 90
there we
mark,
go.
Boys.
Shout
nice.
Out.
So shout out to everyone listening. More so or MLB. I mean, today's podcast will be more MLB themed than Sower themed, but everything that we say will be applicable to Sower.
True.
So,
true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Some superlatives, or should we real quick? Because I think we were all talking about bidding on MLB cards last week, and I think I kind of was in agreement last week. That was like, yeah, now is maybe the time to maybe start. They might start dropping a little bit, the prices. The new hype is originally gone. The season hype is coming back up. So it might do a little dip now and then come back up once the season starts. But we'll see if that proves to be wrong. But I started bidding on some cards this week. And
did you?
Yeah, I did. And what I do when I bid on cards is that I go to the market and I click on the card and I click bid. And if I... And usually I was the highest bidder. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden I get a text saying that someone outbid someone else. And that was me outbidding Nash's friend for someone on the Brewers. And then later that same day, I did the same exact thing for Andrew on a Willy Adames, who I didn't know. I didn't know this was happening. So I outbid not only Nash's friend, but also Andrew on cards that I eventually won both Brewers for my gallery for my collection score. So,
wow.
Pay attention to who you're bidding against, because it might turn your friends into your enemies.
Josh, do you have something to confess to?
Yeah. I also bid against Andrew and went on to win that card. Unknowingly. I swear I didn't know. I swear. I clicked bid and I was like, oh, I should probably look and see. And then I scrolled down. But later on, I looked again before I bid and I did not bid on some cards that both of you were bidding on. Okay. So I feel like I made up for it a little bit at least.
There we go.
But yeah.
So Andrew, did you end up getting yourself a Willy Adames?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Did you get a Rhys Hoskins too?
I did get a Rhys Hoskins. Okay. Thank you very much, despite your best efforts. All right, I have four limited cards. I need to decide on what my fifth is going to be. You want to hear my team so far?
Let's hear it.
Okay, well, you heard the two, Rhys Hoskins and obviously Willie. And then to round it out, we got Jake Hamburger Eaton Helper Burger.
Yes!
Nice.
And legend!
George Put Your Spring in a Step Springer.
I've been looking at him. Yep.
So,
hey, Jake Burger.
The Burger.
Let's go.
I have his card in my backpack. I'm not even at home right.
Let's go.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just name off some players that we've been buying.
So, and my strategy for it has been targeting guys that hit dingers. That's my idea. Like, I'm going for that money. If there's weeks where they just go cold and don't do anything, I don't win that week. But, you know, I'm not going for the floor. I'm going for ceiling, baby. And all these guys are projected to hit some massive home runs this year, hopefully. And so that's going to be the core of my 2024 cash winning lineup. Go big, go home, but you gotta go big. I don't know.
I like that.
Okay.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah, who have you guys been bidding on?
Well, as you just saw me whip out my baseball card. I'm a collector too, so I've been bidding on a lot of Brewers. The collection game is out. It's in full swing. So I'm going to complete that Brewers stack. It's probably got to be one of the cheaper stacks out there.
Athletics.
cheaper usable stacks out there.
True. Okay.
Hey. Zach Geloff is going to be a star this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. But I've been bidding on a lot of Brewers. So I'll end up being able to field a full champion lineup with just Brewers, because I plan on having this collection done by opening day. So I murdered, unfortunately, he broke his leg 2 years ago, and I officially mercy killed him today. Maxime Crepeau, my rare goalie.
He's been decent this year.
Yeah. No, he's only played one game. No, he played his second game this week. But I took a bit of a loss on what I originally bought him for, but that's okay because I'm using it to play the sport that I watch more and have more confidence in building a team around. So I have a decent amount now just chilling in my Sorare account waiting to bid on more Brewers. And then obviously once the season gets into full swing, I'll hopefully try and win some more of the new season cards to build my champion lineup around. So that's who I've been bidding on.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yeah, as you heard, I got a Rhys Hoskins that I stole from Andrew.
Overpaid for, you mean?
No. Wait, did I? I probably did. I bought him for 14. Woo! Yeah, a couple bucks.
Too much. Overpriced.
His jersey mint is on sale right now.
Oh.
It's ending very soon, I believe.
Is there a premium on it?
Yeah, what's that going for?
Where's Rhys Hoskins? There's a William Contreras ending in 5 minutes.
Oh, shout out to Rob. Robbie's bidding on it. Shout out to Robbie. Yep, Robbie's trying to get the jersey mint. I can't let a Mets guy. I might have to throw some money at this.
Oh.
I can't let a Mets guy get into this. No.
Well, yeah, if you don't have William Contreras, 5 minutes for the Brewers, but...
Well, I also bid on a Garrett Mitchell. Okay. Might be a little more for collection. I'm not fully convinced on what the Brewers outfield's going to look like this year. And then I also bought a Josh Hader.
Ooh. I think that means all three of us now own a Josh Hader in some capacity.
Right? Yeah, I was invested in a Devin Williams, and he's going to be out for 3 to 4 months. So I needed a relief pitcher for champion. So... That's what I'm rolling with.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I'm deciding on which of my right now I have a middle infielder, two corner infielders, and an outfielder. So my flex, one of my flexes is gonna be another hitter, which I think again in cash, go for the big home runs. Do you think should I target a relief pitcher, a starter? Who should I try to get as my fifth in season baseball card if I'm looking at positions?
I'll give you my strategy, at least to start the year. I'm avoiding starting pitchers for now. If I wanted to eventually, once the requirements go up, I'll need to invest in the starting pitchers, but until then I would have to buy probably 3 to 4 starting pitchers now.
True.
So I'm focusing on just getting 5 new cards to get me going. And then as we progress, I'll start to focus more on picking up some starting pitchers. But I know just buying one wouldn't really help me right now because he's only going to pitch every other game week or so, depending on the schedule. So I'm kind of avoiding them for now.
Makes sense. What would you have me do?
Relief pitcher.
Relief pitcher?
Because you can throw in a relief pitcher every single game week.
That's again, what I was going to say.
All right. All
they
right.
Might not score well for you every game week, but you can be so confident having them in your lineup every week.
All right. I love it. That's what I was leaning
towards.
Should
we get into our superlatives?
Let's do it.
Nosh, do you have this document that you can Share for sure us. Do. Look at that. He has it ready.
Ooh. Ooh.
At the bat, on deck.
Teaser.
I saw it. I saw it all.
That was just the GIF. It was just the GIF. It was just the just Andy Samberg.
Wait, if I pull up my notes section, can you see it? Let me know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I saw them all. Oh my god.
Okay,
dude, like Timothy Chalamet and Dune. I see
I'm gonna
projections
I'm gonna
future.
Reshare. I'm gonna reshare. Because I want to copy and paste. Okay. There we go. Okay. So now you can just see this. So if I pull up my notes now, you can't see it.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh, wait, yeah, and I gotta pull it up too because I gotta paste.
Yeah, can you share it with us? Probably should have done this before we started recording. Or is it already shared with us?
It should already be shared with you, but if
because it's last year's document, right?
It's a copy though.
We'll see. Just open up the restrictions.
I don't know.
Let everyone do it. Just make it publicly available.
Yeah.
Hit share. And then click restricted, change that to anyone. There we go. Maybe we can get some viewers in on here. Ooh, maybe, yeah, maybe we'll have to.
No, we have, you have to make it editor though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, it's on the batting practice account. Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, there we go.
All right, sign in as well.
All right, let me know if that works.
We should be good now. We should be good.
All right,
now.
Let's do it. Let's go. Let me get my first one copied.
All right. Apologies to the listeners out there. This episode is sponsored by our technical difficulties and not being prepared enough. But that's okay because what we got in a minute is going to be fun. It's more real fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that I made a copy of it and that it wasn't just the last year. Yeah. One, so that it wasn't already accessible, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Andrew, did you get access to it?
I'm getting access right now. You're trying Let's to. Go. You're just making this like Fort Knox, Nashi.
I know.
Dawson so, Knox.
Yeah, same as last year. We got AL and NL Rookie of the Year, AL and NL MVP, AL and NL Cy Young, Breakout Players, Busts, and then World Series Champs. And any of these players that we say besides the bust section, definitely keep an eye out for your so rare teams. And then keep an eye out for those bus players, and you might see that they might not be good fits for your SoRare teams, or don't listen to us, because that's the point, I guess, of SoRare is building your own team. So the winner, AL Rookie of the Year,
feeling confident,
the winner.
He's feeling confident. I like it.
Yep. All right, I'm gonna pick the winner.
Should we start off with AL Rookie of the Year?
Yeah,
let's do it. All right, let's do it. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
I'm the only one.
Two J-Halls.
Only one.
All right. Explain yourself.
I'll explain. I had Jackson Holliday written down originally, but I figured that's boring. He's probably the AL favorite for Rookie of the Year. So I went with Evan Carter. Now, I have some reasoning. You can debate whether this is good reasoning or not, but Evan Carter has World Series experience in which they won already. So he has MLB experience at the highest level. Jackson Holliday, his highest level is rookie ball. What? I don't even know where he was last year. Single A, double A?
He's facing major league hitting in spring training.
He is, but it's also spring training. Mm-hmm. So most of the reason was because I didn't want to go Jackson Holliday, but I think Evan Carter is going to have a great year. He has experience already. I think that's going to help him this year. So that's why I went with Evan Carter.
That makes sense. I just think Holliday has a better chance.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh, feel like... catchers. I can't do it.
I feel like Holliday's just has that sweet swing. Reminds me not of Matt Holliday, of his dad, because Matt Holliday was a righty and also had a very kind of ugly swing. Whereas Holliday has just a smooth lefty swing. He's going to fit in real nicely in that Orioles lineup, along with everyone else who's under the age of 25. Look out for your so rare teams, U25. Jackson Holiday. He's gonna win. All right, NL.
I like it.
I like it.
All right.
All right. Three. Wait, you ready? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was on it. Ready? Instagram.
Three, two, one.
Okay.
There we go.
You went with two Jacksons. Andrew went with two Jacksons. I knew someone was going to do it.
That's not the same time I used the same first name in for one of my pick categories. Okay.
Oh,
so I guess I have to defend myself now. So Paul Skeens has had he's been one of my favorite players to watch highlights of this spring training. He can hit 100 on his fastball. Sorry, I'm trying to look up his age real quick. He's 21. He was born in 2001.
Dang.
And he can hit so much. He can hit 100 on his fastball, but he also, I want to say, he has a 12-6 curve that he can drop on a dime as well. Just got to keep an eye out for him. He's born in 2002, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Pretty sure he went to LSU, same college that Jaime Jaquez Jr. went to, right? Or did he go to UCLA? I'm just saying, for my rookie of the year in the NBA, I'm just saying. But either way, he's only played one game. He's only pitched one inning this year. But wait, no,
his stash. Can we talk about his stash? That is.
I don't know what I'm talking. I'm looking at the wrong stats here, but either way, he's my projection. You guys have Churio, which I wanted to pick. I wanted to pick a Brewer, but you were going with Evan Carter, who has World Series experience. Yet Jackson Churio, also Jackson Holiday, has barely ever seen above double A. Has he seen above double A?
Yeah, he played Triple A for
Triple like A for games, a little maybe. Bit. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, either way, just not exactly. I don't know. I don't want to jinx him.
Yeah, and I have this is a homer pick for me. I have reservations. It's still not 100% guaranteed he's even going to be on the opening day roster.
That's
which
big
isn't
thing.
Isn't an indication that he couldn't come up. In April,
Corbin Carroll
May.
Was not correct.
I think you're right. So again, he still has the potential to win Rookie of the Year, even if he's not on the opening day roster. But we'll see. He's one of the highest touted prospects in the MLB. So it's hard not to pick someone like that. But when it's your own team, you always are going to be a little hesitant.
Wait, is he dating Livy Dunn?
Yeah.
Paul Skeens?
No
way. Paul
Skeens is dating Livy Dunn, yes.
Oh, he's definitely winning Rookie of the Year. So, okay, I got his stats too. He's pitched two games so far. Pitched three innings. He did give up a home run, but that's the only hit he's given up. He's also struck out three people, so one per inning. So, I don't know. I just like him. I liked using his card in MLB The Show. I know that's not a reason at all.
That's a great spot. That's a good dark horse pick.
He's sponsored by Raising Cane's too. I'm liking everything. I went to this man's Instagram. I'm liking everything I see about him. He's got a sick stash, sponsored by Raising Cane's, and he just looks like a baseball guy. Some people don't. This guy, if I'm using the Moneyball scouting technique, that dude just looks like he plays baseball at a high level.
It's Raleigh Fingers, man.
In the NFL, we got Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. In the MLB, we have Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn.
Exactly. Both Direct of which comparison. Were born in like 2002.
That's crazy.
Anyways, AL MVP. Let's get it.
By the way, I think John from Sorer, I think this is his doppelganger. I think he could pass for Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah. He could.
he could pass for Paul Skeens. That's a compliment, too. That's a compliment.
AL MVP?
Oh my God. I copied the NL. You guys were getting a sneak peek.
I think I'm sticking with the same person I picked last year.
All right. Let's see it.
All right. Ready? Three, two, one.
Hey, we have another double. All right.
Oh, man.
I am not unique.
Dang.
That's a good pick. Everyone goes to the Yankees and does well.
So
I'm pretty sure I picked Julio last year. He had a very solid year, but it didn't quite live up to MVP type numbers. I want to say he still got some votes and finished maybe fourth or fifth or somewhere around there, but not the standout year I was maybe expecting him to have. This year, however, is the year. I think the Mariners are gonna be a very solid team this year. I think they've added some pieces, which takes the pressure off of Julio to not be the guy. Adding in guys like Jorge Polanco, I think, is actually going to help him. Having guys in front of him that can get on base, that can steal, it's only going to help Julio's numbers. So I'm going with Julio again. I'm pretty sure I picked him last year. Didn't quite work out, but I think this year's the year.
All right. Juan Soto, picked by two of us. It only makes sense. He's hit 47 home runs in spring training already, and he has a short porch that he's going to work with in both left and right field, and he has that apple power too. I don't see him hitting less than 40 home runs this year, and I could see him hitting that 50 mark too. Yeah. And I don't know if he's going to chase Judge and go crazy and go for that 62, but I think Juan Soto's going to hit enough home runs this year to win the MVP.
Wow. It's a popularity contest. At the end of the day, he's got the biggest stage he's ever had in his whole career, and I think this is his moment to shine.
I'm very high on Juan Soto, but I'm also a little bit nervous because we all know how New York is. And if he doesn't come out swinging at the start of the year, the fans are going to turn on him, which is a scary thought. So that's my only like downside, is that we've seen Yankee fans mess up players and get in their heads on their own team.
He's going to come out swinging.
I agree. I hope he does, honestly.
They got Aaron Rodgers to worry about in New York, so I think they're going to be okay for a little bit.
That's true. All right. Moving to the NL side. 3-2-1.
Oh. No, you still haven't picked your own player.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
No, that probably means I'm spot on. If I'm agreeing, that means I'm spot fucking on.
That's true.
So, all right, E logo coming. You can't say that anymore. Mookie Betts, right. I have to defend myself. I have
double down
him because he slid not under the radar last year, but it was just Ohtani and Acuna had such crazy seasons that even though Mookie, I believe, was second in MVP voting, it was so out of reach by the time the year was over. And I feel like Mookie is going to repeat that season that he had last year, if not better, because the Dodgers are only better than they were last year. They have Gavin Lux returning from a long injury. They have, obviously, your boy Shohei Ohtani. They have Yamamoto starting, had a terrible spring training so far, but I don't think that's going to affect his regular season too much, but we'll see if you guys throw him down in that bust column. I don't know, it might be coming. But Mookie Betts, that's my guy. That's who I'm going with. Acuna's faster. Acuna does hit for as many home runs as Mookie does, so I also like that pick.
I will say, if Mookie is able, I can't say that defense ever really plays a huge part in MVP decisions, but if Mookie's able to move over to shortstop and be an effective defender, that in it of itself is enough for me. And on top of that, if he has a good season hitting, to be right up there for MVP. Normally guys move out of shortstop as they age. And move to different positions, but they don't move into playing shortstop from a different position. So if he's able to do that and do it well, I think he's going to be a favorite for MVP. It's hard to see Acuna falling off at all from last year. And his direct competition, Shohei Ohtani, now isn't pitching this year. So I think that takes away a little bit from Ohtani. And I don't see Acuna dropping off at all. So he won it last year, so he's bound to win it again, right?
Yeah, I think we're entering Jokic territory for Acuna. Okay. I think he's back to back. And honestly, I think with the welcoming of other players to the Dodgers, I don't even know if Mookie gets the same attention he does.
Okay.
Uh, So, you know, maybe that allows him to slide under the radar and put up some big numbers without having that pressure. Or maybe it means that the media, or you know, he just kind of gets ignored. And at the end of the day, it is a popularity contest. And, you know, maybe Acuña just doesn't have that same competition for spotlight. We'll see.
Yeah, that can definitely work both ways, having arguably 3 to 4 MVPs on a team at the same time. It can either help with his stats, or it can kind of take away the spotlight a little bit. Mm. So we'll see how that works out. All right. AL Cy Young Award. Ready?
Count it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
3, 2, 1. Hey, we did it. Oh, no,
we
didn't. It's the same. Oh.
No, we didn't. I just spelled it wrong. There.
Dang it.
There we go.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Let's go.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
Come on, it's just goaded. It's goaded.
I was wondering if someone was going to say Burns, and Nash, you did. So explain yourself. I did.
Yeah, I'm super high on the Orioles. They have a great rotation. They have a great offense as well. And Corbin Burns slots right in as the opening day starter, their number one ace. So I think they're going to be another close to 100 win team this year. And I think Burns is going to be a big part of that. I think he's going to have a better season than last year. Even though last year was pretty solid, he was kind of up and down. I think he has a little bit more help on the Orioles compared to the Brewers, especially in terms of offense. We can argue about wins as a stat for a pitcher. That's a topic for a different podcast, but I think he's going to have a lot more wins this year. I think it's a better team, and that's all going to help him win the Cy Young. I also think Gerrit Cole being hurt helps him a ton.
Yeah, I was going to pick Gerrit Cole if he wasn't
among
hurt.
Other AL pitchers.
Yeah. I don't know. Framber is just fun to watch. I love his curveball. It's so good. It starts off at your eyes and it hits the ground. And it follows his fastball, which he even throws more of like a two-seam or sinker that'll cut a little bit inside on lefty batters. And it's almost impossible to hit if he can hit that right. And if you match that with a pitch that drops away and a pitch that's faster and comes into you, it's just impossible to hit. And I love that Framber has that sequencing. And I have a So Rare card.
Hey,
there we go. Me too.
All right.
Let's see. Moving on to the NL.
Oh yeah. Wait, what? Before we do that, wait. Where's that stat I was looking at? I was actually going to almost pick him for my breakout or my bounce back, pick as well. Because you know what's interesting about him? He was an all-star last year, Framber, but he did have his worst. Oh no, his second worst ERA on the season for his career. But I think he's going to pull it together even more. But this other guy that I'm very excited about, we've talked about him a lot on the pod, he's going to shine. Just watch.
Oh
yeah. Right. So we're picking the same player.
No. Oh wait, no, we're still in Cy Young. We're still in Cy Young. Oh my God. Well, let's get to that one.
All right, and now Cy Young. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey!
All three different. All right. We'll have to all explain ourselves now. So I think Spencer Strider is going to hit over 250 strikeouts this year. I think he did last year. And he's been dominant since he was brought up. He's been almost perfect, not perfect, but you know what I mean? Everything you want in a pitcher is what Spencer Strider's been in the first 2 years. And I think he's got enough to pull it together, maybe even hit that 300 strikeout mark. Really?
That'd be crazy.
Wow. Spencer Strider, year one, So Rare players. Anyone out there that has his relief pitcher card? So I don't know. He could be a first Brave to do that since maybe, I don't know, it was the last one, like Smoltzy or Tom Glavine. I don't know. Either way, Spencer Strider, Cy Young, that's my guy.
I like it.
Well, I haven't gotten to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
Well, I picked, this is actually the same pick I had for Cy Young last year, but for AL. This year, I'm backing him for the NL Cy Young because same logic. No Burnsy. No Burnsy to compete with. Spencer Strider, eh, you know, he's all right. But Mr. Cease is going to be the star. He got his bag. Come on, Padres. You can join the Brew. I think the Padres are going to be the first. They're going to pass the Brewers on a franchise to win a world their first World Series. Maybe it's their year. Maybe that influences what I'm picking later. Maybe it doesn't. But if they do, I think Dylan Cease is a big part of that resurgence.
I like that. So I went with a little bit of a question mark, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. But he slides right into arguably one of the best looking lineups of all time. They basically have four MVPs hitting one through four in their lineup. That necessarily matters. It does matter for pitchers, though, because it takes the pressure off them. If your team's putting up 8 runs a game, you don't really necessarily have to be the best pitcher out there to get the win. Again, we can debate wins as a pitching stat. But he's a little bit of a question mark. We've seen players like him come into the league and succeed. Senga had a pretty solid year last year with the Mets. And I'm kind of expecting Yamamoto to do the same with the Dodgers this year. Again, he doesn't have to be even the best pitcher in that rotation week in, week out. I think that actually helps him as a pitcher in his first year in the MLB, take the spotlight off a little bit. And I think that's only going to help him kind of do what he needs to do. A little bit of a dark horse, but I think he's going to do it.
I like it.
It's even better that he's having a terrible spring training.
There you go.
Reverse. That makes me feel better about that pick, actually.
Sure. Okay. All right. Let's get these AL and NL breakout players.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Andrew's excited. I'm ready too. Let's see it.
Wait. Hang on 1 second.
AL. Make sure you got your AL one, not the
NL.
Oh
yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I have
I was so excited. I was ready to skip the NL Cy Young.
I have a parentheses here. A parentheses Uh-oh. Player.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh no. That is not what I thought you were gonna
pick. Oh my gosh. No shot. Okay. No shot. Okay. I think you've earned the floor.
He's not even gonna make the opening day roster. That's the worst thing I'm going to say about him tonight. Mr. Alek Manoah is one of the highly touted prospects in pitching. He just needs to find his way back on track. Do I have a Soar card? Absolutely. Is this a pump? No. So we got the other people on the podcast shaking their fingers. No way. if there's anyone, I should say, there are two players in the minors that I think have the potential to be rock stars. Keston Hira and Alek Manoah. No, he's not manure. He is a goat. We'll see him at the big league level. Maybe even this all-star game.
Okay. Well, now since Andrew's wasted his spot, I'll go next.
Shots
fired. I'm kidding. I mean, if he makes it back to the majors, that would be almost like an automatic breakout season. Right, since he made it back, but we'll see. Mike Trout was hurt so much last year and only batted, I want to say, like 260 and didn't hit that many home runs because he was hurt. He's a household name. He's a household MVP name. He's a household possible Hall of Famer name. And he's going to come back this year. No more Otani on the team, but that doesn't matter. He's going to carry the Angels to some wins this year. Hopefully he stays healthy. I'm banking on him staying healthy. And I think you can get his Soar card for pretty cheap, especially last year's version, too. So, Mike Trout.
I originally had Joey Votto down. I switched it last minute just because I don't know what extent Joey Votto is going to be this year. But I had to put him on there. He hit a home run after seeing one pitch this year.
Today, in the first spring training
game with the Blue Jays. He's back home in Canada. I think he's actually going to be extremely useful and helpful for the Blue Jays. So if you want to consider that a breakout, you can. But I went with Cole Reagans, pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. I think he's going to have an awesome year this year. I actually think the Royals are going to be a fringe wildcard team. Hot take.
Holy.
After
Whoa.
last year, they were arguably just as bad as the A's
Asia.
and among other teams. But they've added some pitchers. They have a pretty decent looking offense. So I think he's only going to help that team. I think he's going to have a great season pitching for them.
All right. NL, let's get it.
All right.
All
National.
right, three,
Let's get it.
two, one. Hey, look at
Okay. You went
us.
with
Look at
two
us. Look at
Alex with a
us.
K.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
baby.
it.
See?
Yeah.
Two
Wow.
Jacksons and
This
two
is what you were
Alex.
talking about. I
Oh, yeah.
see
I like
now.
that. Yeah.
I like
All
it.
right. Let's hear about it.
I mean, again, I like to scout and look at players that I've seen live. Alec Thomas came into Milwaukee, destroyed us. He looked freaking good. He has, I mean, we were talking about the same attributes that Evan Carter has with his World Series experience. I think that Alec is going to use his postseason experience with the Diamondbacks that honestly caught everyone by surprise. And I think he's going to have a great season.
Okay. That's Tim Anderson.
Yeah, that's
How
a
do we feel
name.
about Tim Anderson? NL, he got traded to your Miami Marlins, and he got a change of scenery. They didn't like him in
Needed it.
Chicago. He didn't like himself in Chicago. He doesn't like baseball, but now he's gonna find that love that he has again for baseball. And he's going to do so in Miami with the Marlins. They have a fun team. Andrew, you already mentioned Jake Berger. They have obviously now Tim Anderson. They have Luis Arraez. Eury Pérez has some elbow stuff going on right now. That's not good. Sandy Alcantara, hopefully he comes back strong this year. I could keep going. But Tim Anderson, he's doing his own thing in Miami now. He's got a new change of scenery, and I think he's going to come back and break out this year.
Plus, they got Messi
Well,
down there too. That helps.
and they got
That's true.
Messi.
He could hang out with him.
Yep. He could.
As long as he doesn't get, well, I will say this, he is a breakout because he won't have to play the Guardians and get punched in the face by Jose Ramirez
Ooh.
this year.
Unless they both make the World Series. That'd be
That's
crazy.
true.
That'd be
Or
crazy
maybe they have
showdown.
interleague games against the Guardians,
I hope they
but
do.
so you could probably change my category to NL comeback player as opposed to breakout, but you could argue it means kind of the same thing. Rhys Hoskins coming off of a pretty strange injury for a baseball player, and on your Milwaukee Brewers. So I had to do a little bit of a homer pick here, but we don't really have anything to go off of. He missed the entire year last year. Before that, though, he was pretty darn good. So there's nothing really to indicate that he's not going to do the same this year that he did back before he got injured. Hopefully the injuries stay away and he can stay healthy and it's not affecting him, his swing too much. I don't think it will. I think he's going to hit 35 home runs, hit 270, and have a very solid season for the Brewers.
All right. NL, or sorry, AL bust.
Oh, sorry. No, I wasn't supposed to see.
I didn't see it.
Good.
All right, here we go. Three, two, one.
Ayo, Aaron
Oh,
Judge
someone's cheating.
again.
Someone's cheating.
I
Jacob, you're
have a
cheating.
reason. Let me
All right.
explain.
All right.
Elbow injuries, UCL injuries, no matter if it's a tear or not, are devastating for pitchers. The fact that there has been a 1 to 2 month, like up in the air of when he can come back, worries me. They've had MRIs done and it's not a full tear, but it's so hard to come back from for a pitcher. And when he does come back, if he does come back, I don't think he will be the same player that he was last year. So
Oh.
if it's 2 months from now, if it's the end of the season, if it's in 3 weeks, who knows? But I think he's not going to be able to perform as well as he has in the past if he comes back. We've also seen where pitchers will try to rehab an elbow injury, and that leads to further damage in the elbow, where they end up missing a whole season and end up opting for that Tommy John surgery anyways. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to Cole, but it's another possibility to consider with Gerrit Cole. So I would stay away from buying a silver card, too.
Yeah,
that's why I don't consider it cheating, because I have an explanation.
No, I like that. So you're saying that 1 to 2 months is even optimistic, and yes, that he might even be out for the whole season.
Not necessarily that, but if he isn't, he's still going to come back and not be what he used to be.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sometimes the time frames are debatable, but you could argue that what he's experiencing now is actually worse than a full tear. A full tear, you get it repaired, you have your Tommy John surgery. Yes, you're out for a year or more, but most of the time, pitchers could come back from that and actually be slightly better. But you look at something like this, that can linger, and you never know what it's going to lead to. So I agree with you. It's a scary injury, and you don't really know what it's going to look like once he comes back from recovery.
All right, Aaron Judge. I know I picked him last year. Let's hear it. Why this year?
Well, so let me read you some stat categories. So he was an all-star all of the last 3 years. He won, exploded in 2022 with 62 home runs. You picked last year for him to regress. He did. He only hit 37 home runs compared to 62, obviously, before. And if you look back 2 years, he hit 39. So he's even slightly down from that. And his batting average was the lowest it has been since he kind of burst onto the scene. His first year, he hit .179. Last year, he hit .267. Maybe he's trying to overcompensate for even more power, get that power cut. I don't know. If he can't find the swing, I think that Juan Soto is going to take center stage. Maybe that makes it easier for him to actually shine, but I think, you know, we were talking about the New York media. I think he could be compared to Juan Soto, and if Soto's putting up numbers and he isn't, I think that's going to make it a lot harder. So we'll see, but yeah, I love Aaron Judge, big fan, but I think his numbers just aren't going to be as great as they were last year.
All right.
Fair enough. Randy or Rosarina?
Randy's fun. Why Randy?
He is fun. This was a tough pick for me.
You're not fun?
I like Randy Rosarina. Like, I'm very low on the Tampa Bay Rays. They're kind of a boring team to me. They've basically zero fans. Nobody goes to watch them play. So I think all that hurts. And Randy's been, he's been pretty good, but he's been kind of on a little bit of a decline. He's still super young, so you never really know. But stats like his OPS plus has been kind of, again, it's not a huge drop off. He's actually stayed pretty high in that category, but it has been declining slightly over the last couple of years. So I think he's still going to have a okay year, but I don't think it's going to look like what he can do. So for that reason, he's going to be my bust.
That reason.
Is he an all-star?
No.
Whoa. Okay. So last year it was his first all-star bid ever in his career. Josh thinks a no repeat there.
Wow.
It's pretty big.
Fun. All right. I've been waiting for this one for a while.
Okay,
and now bust.
Wait, before I'm looking at Randy's stats right now. He had 10 caught stealings on 22 attempts. That seems pretty high.
Does that not? Great.
Yeah.
That's really terrible. Great,
especially with the new rules.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe he got That's slower last year.
Hmm.
All right. Maybe slower last year. There you go. Bust.
All right. All right. I know bust.
You guys might have picked the same guy as me. Maybe. We'll see.
I have another parentheses here, but whatever.
Oh. Okay.
It's a question mark. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! Oh, boo! Boo!
Yeah! Wow!
Oh!
I'm gonna add that too.
Yeah, good.
So I'll explain myself. You picked Dylan Cease for your NL Cy Young. I picked Dylan Cease for my NL bust, and because of one simple reason: the Ohtani effect. The Ohtani effect has overinflated the entire NL East by a magnitude that none of us could imagine. And Dylan Cease is going to have to come up against the Dodgers a lot. He's going to have to come up against a solid Giants lineup a lot. He's going to have to come up against your Arizona Diamondbacks a lot. And these are the three when we don't need to talk about. Who am I forgetting?
Diamondbacks, Giants. Do you say Giants?
I did say the Giants. And whatever. It doesn't matter.
Braves, because... Giants, Diamondbacks, Padres, Dodgers.
Oh, the Padres. The team that he's on.
Yeah, the team he's on. Yeah, there we go.
Yes. So, yes, he's got a lot of good teams that he's going to come up against, and I don't think he's going to be able to perform as well in the NL.
I don't see a world where the Padres don't get fourth in that division.
Exactly.
And they might even get last, depending on the Giants. Not high on the Giants, but I don't know. The Padres are going to have a very interesting season, it feels like. A very, change direction type of season.
Yeah.
And where that's go in or sell, it's going to be very interesting to see. All right, Cody Bellinger.
Hit that vape.
Part of this pick is purely hate for the Chicago Cubs. And this was like the one move that they made the entire offseason was re-signing Bellinger.
And a manager.
We don't really talk about.
Well, I mean, that's
forbidden.
I will.
But I think he had a very good year last year.
Don't forget about Shota Mamanga or Imanaga too.
That's true. But I don't see a world where he lives up to what he did last year. I think he's gonna have a kind of a fall off, and I don't see him really doing a whole lot this year. I have Blake Snell in parentheses because he's not on a team. That sounds like a bust to me, going from being the NL Cy Young to not playing. I don't know. Can't really be more of a bust than that.
He'll get signed. Don't worry.
Yeah. Still.
The Brewers will sign him.
I would take that happily.
I'm picking these two. I actually, as soon as I put Bellinger's name down, I kind of wanted to throw counsel there too. I think the Cubs are not going to be a good team this year. And the fact that Bellinger is going to be the anchor of their offense, I mean, maybe you could make the argument Ian Happ is, but I don't know. He had a slow start in Chicago. He did come together. The Belly Yelly 2023 resurgence that we kind of did call on this podcast did happen. But I don't think he's going to come close to his MVP caliber seasons. And yeah, I mean, he's the best thing about the Cubs. But I think Council is going to be struggle this year, and I love it.
All right. Last but not least.
The big one.
The big World one. Series can't have champs. Any parentheses here.
Nope, sure can't. The Oakland Athletics.
All right. Yay.
Three.
Moneyball.
Two. One.
Let's go.
Wow, you guys are so optimistic.
Yes.
Optimistic about a 100-win team? Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I think, okay, hear me out.
A 100-win team in the AL East.
Hear me out. They've proven themselves in a very tough division. And on top of that, they've only added to that team. They've only gotten better in terms of players on paper. So I think they're kind of doing Washington Nationals or Royals, 2015 Royals. They're kind of going for it. And I love to see that for smaller market teams. I think they even make a couple more moves at the deadline and really go all in. Their pitching staff looks awesome this year with the addition of Burns. Their offense looks great. They're adding in Jackson Holliday into that mix too. So I'm super high on the Orioles. I think they break 100 wins again and win the World Series.
Okay.
And Corbin Burns can laugh in our face while he
flexes
his World Series ring.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how much do regular season wins count for the playoffs?
Zero.
Okay. Ah. That's what I was just checking. Yeah. You're gonna be really good in regular.
Ask the Dodgers how much regular season wins.
Ask the Dodgers that.
Yeah.
Ask the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That. They only won in 2020 because it was the COVID.
Not a real season.
I don't know. The Dodgers have all the
They're
pieces,
so
guys.
Stacked. They're so
yes,
stacked.
Yes. The Orioles added, but the Dodgers took a dump truck and dumped on the entire NL West. They have everyone. And they're all healthy. Knock on wood. They're healthy. We're talking about the Yankees. They're not healthy. The Dodgers are healthy. I don't see how it's not them. I don't. I'm sorry.
My one, again, that team is stacked. Yes. My one slight reservation with them is their pitching. You have an aging Clayton Kershaw. Walker Buehler is coming back. Hopefully he can stay healthy, but he's been getting hurt very frequently. They added in Tyler Glasnow as well. Yes. Yeah. So he should probably be a rock for them. Outside of that, it's a lot of younger guys that haven't fully proven themselves. So I'll be very curious to see what their pitching staff ends up looking like. If they can figure that out and get some of those young guys to perform, yes, they are definitely going to be World Series favorites.
Yeah, there we go.
Bang.
We did well. 2024 superlatives, baby. I love Bang. It. I love it. That was fun. As always, that was fun. Any other picks? If you were to say, I'm buying this so rare player right now, who are you looking at? Anyone on this list?
I need to buy this player before this podcast comes out because I am going to invest in a Mike Trout.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay.
I'm high on Mike Trout this year.
Let's see. How much will his limited set you back right now? Any guesses?
I think it's like...
You got to guess.
55, 60 bucks.
Okay, so new season, Mike Trout. You are spot on, sir. 55 is about what his auction's been going for.
There you go.
Alert.
But there's one on the market ending in 22 minutes.
We have
$40
here.
Manoah. Okay, alert. I got a bid on Manoah.
Oh, my God. Live update. I have officially acquired my 10th Brewers limited card. For the cheapest price that he has been purchased for so far,
hey.
Christian Yelich.
Let's go.
Josh, what did I say would be the day where the prices would dip the most?
St. Patrick's Day, baby.
So we're both right. I love it.
Wait, can you see my screen right now?
That's a cool, shiny card, yeah.
Yeah, we can see it. Enter your wallet.
I know.
Andrew,
I was
who he's bidding against. He's bidding against Sandlot.
Oh, gosh.
Sandlot doesn't have any money, though.
Oh, that's true. Sandlot's got no chance.
Look at these guys. Look at their max bids are just fighting each other. That's funny. All right. Well, boy, do we have an exciting...
Someone had a max bid on Manoah. What?
A max bid on Manoah? Yeah, bid him up.
I'm not going to have the highest. All right. Okay, Bid 5-1. That's it. This guy better not have a... You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, you're making him overpay.
That's what I did to you. Yeah.
You're making him overpay.
5 point. That's for Manoah. He could be manure this year.
He's your breakout player, though. All right.
Yeah, well, you gotta make bold picks. You know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
All right. Well, we have the return of everybody's favorite segment, and that is Ride or Fade.
Wait, Josh, what's the count on the black licorice eaten?
3.
Hey!
You've eaten all 3?
I did. I ate all 3.
Oh,
watch the
that's pretty
watch
quick.
The recording. Watch the tape.
All right. He made it.
I made this earlier today, so I don't remember what I put.
Oh, let's go. Even better.
All right. Oh, what? All right, we are starting off here with a term that I heard for one of the first times this week, and that is NFL legal tampering. So basically the start of their like off-season like player discussions, basically you can talk to free agents. They call it end of the legal tampering period. Basically what happened was teams were tampering illegally and talking to players when they weren't supposed to. So they just made a period and called it legal tampering so that they could stop illegally tampering. I don't know. It's very strange to me. I'm kind of fading. It's like, it's tampering sounds illegal, but they call it legal tampering. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I was very confused, but I heard this for the first time this week when a flurry of NFL moves went down.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was exciting.
I'm riding
the actual signings. I'm fading the name of the period where the signings happened.
Literally? Okay, I can fade the name too.
Is this a deep cut for you, this picture? I had to throw
it hurts.
In there.
You should get that off the screen as quick as possible.
All right, quick. Ride or fade?
I fade the name, but it was a fun week for the NFL.
It was.
I'm fading because I like illegal tampering.
All right. Oh, that's good. Josh Jacobs on the Packers, ride or fade? Ride. Oh, okay.
Kellen Acosta.
What a picture. Your pictures are usually terrible. This is a good one.
Kellen Acosta.
Hear me out.
The goat.
This picture is very topical because this is from yesterday.
Yes, it is.
He scored the winning goal from midfield on a ball that was to absolutely nowhere. He kicked it to space and it somehow ended up in the goal as the winning goal. It was a bad look, I won't lie, for the goalie.
Terrible.
I don't know what he was doing. I saw a lot of backlash on Twitter. People in Europe love to hate on the MLS, and this only put fuel on the fire. That's the only reason why I put it in there. I know, fuel on the fire. Did you like that? That was pretty good. But I think it's silly because players make a bunch of mistakes in other leagues too. The MLS sure isn't the highest quality soccer, but it's also extremely entertaining still. I'm riding the MLS. Screw those Europeans who don't like our soccer league. Yes, we call it soccer. Get over it.
I think you're beating a dead horse. This argument's been prolonged too long. If you like sports, just enjoy them for what they're worth. I'm riding the MLS.
Wow. The keeper finished with 11 sober points because he had three goals given up.
Better
and
than
one
what
error
I would have had.
That's pretty
I've
good.
Had in the past. That's better than I've had in the past.
It's that better than not, I would have done. I would agree with that.
Easy ride on the MLS.
Oh yeah, ride in the MLS. Absolutely.
To be fair to the goalie too, it's in Chicago and they call Chicago the Windy City for a reason. So it was super windy and
not that reason.
I'm assuming the ball blew around and he lost
it did.
It
he hit it in the air. It 100% got some wind underneath it.
So probably not 100% his fault, but whatever. All right.
Hey.
Road trips. Look at this picture too. My pictures this
amazing.
Week are spot on.
Yeah,
because we definitely had these before.
Pineapple pizza ones are terrible, but this is good.
I bring this
because
up
because he likes these things. That's why.
Yes, that well.
Bias quiz.
Hey, I make it. So dealer's choice. I'm riding road trips. I love road trips.
Literally,
our families are big road trip families. So I think it adds to the vacation. It kind of prolongs it a little bit. So I'm riding road trips. I also don't really love flying. So. What other choice do you have? Train? A boat?
I would fly over drive easily. That being said, road trips are fun. I'll ride road trips, literally. They hurt my back, but they're fun. So honestly, and like playing the fun little games along the side, looking at street signs and looking at license plates and looking at bingo cards, stuff like that. That's fun. Road trips are fun. At least if you aren't having fun on a road trip, that's because you're not making it fun.
Ooh. That's true. That's true.
I like that.
You can't play bingo from an airplane.
Yes, yeah, you can. What do you mean?
What are you looking out the window to see a cloud?
Yeah.
You can play bingo on your phone. You could play over under how many people will get kicked off of the airplane or
how many screws
under,
come loose. Cause
how many
it's
panels?
A...
I was going to say how many panels come
how
off
many
on
doors?
The outside.
Yeah.
How Seriously. Many doors blow off? Yep.
Oh, God.
All right.
Andrew, you riding or fading?
I like both. I like flying and I like road trips. So
fair enough.
Can't be a hater. Let's ride it.
All right. I don't. Oh, I think I know what this is.
It's always a food. You always end with
All
a
right,
food.
last one is food.
Oh, Girl
okay.
Scout cookies. Now, I kept it vague, because certain Girl Scout cookies are definitely a fade, but other ones are
Ooh.
definitely a ride. So overall, you
Ooh.
have to make the choice, because it's all of them. So if you ride, you're taking all of them. I am riding Girl Scout cookies. I'm fading Girl Scouts being outside of every grocery store, and then you're walking in and you have to awkwardly be like, sorry, no. Like,
Well,
there's not
everyone
a good
else is saying
way.
no too, so.
That is true. That is true. But it's kind of weird saying no to like an 8-year-old. But I guess you just gotta man up and be an adult and do it. But I'm riding Girl Scout cookies.
I don't
I
know.
could
I don't think there's a
also.
bad flavor. I'm riding it as well. I'm
Oh,
curious,
yeah.
what do you consider a bad flavor?
I'm seeing Berry Munch in the back.
Berry
That
Munch
Munch
real.
sounds kind of
That's
strange.
not real, but I would eat the
Yeah.
crap out of that.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'm a big
Yeah.
fan of Belvita breakfast cookies. I'll call them cookies. They're not really
True.
breakfast bars.
Yeah. Okay. I
But
see
they
where
have
you're
the
coming
ones
from,
with the
though.
fruit are freaking good.
Are you okay? Caramel Delights are a top tier flavor for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, they're cookies. How can
What about
cookies be
lemonade? What
bad?
about the lemonade cookie?
Amazing. That's like my
Okay.
favorite.
I would say if you're fading Girl Scout cookies, you're crazy. I would also say I do not go out of my way to buy Girl Scout cookies. I
So the
can't tell
fact
you the
that they're
last
on.
time I purchased them. I only have them when other people have them.
Fair.
Maybe I'm just a bad supporter of Girl Scouts.
I support
Cancel. Cancel
entrepreneurs.
me.
Oh God. I'm
Oh,
canceled. Oh
I don't
good. I thought
support
you were gonna say
women.
something worse.
I thought there was gonna be some controversial things said there. All
I don't support Girl Scouts, so I'm canceled.
right. Well, there you have it.
On that
That
note,
was the least controversial ride or fade ever.
I will
There we
take
go.
it. Good for us.
We'll take it. Well, there you
We need
have
to eat
it.
more black licorice.
Oh, no more
Yeah,
black
right.
licorice.
More.
Right. Better than pineapple on pizza, I'll give you that.
Woo, okay. All
Black
right.
lic
Okay.
You heard it here first. Black licorice is better than pineapple on pizza.
Have you
All
ever
right.
tried pineapple on pizza?
What? Yes, it's terrible. Pineapple and tacos, on the other hand.
Do you put cheese on those tacos?
Well, it's like grilled pineapple and, I don't
So
know,
your problem is
steak.
with the sauce, not the pineapple. Because otherwise, what's a pizza with cheese and pineapple on it? It's just a cheese taco with
True.
pineapple.
I don't
Facts.
actually like that
Okay,
either.
okay. We need to end this episode.
Anyway,
It's been too
there you
long.
have it. 2024 MLB superlatives. Are we
That was a
right?
long
Are we
episode.
gonna be
Yeah.
right? I don't know. We'll find
Agreed.
out. We'll find out starting this week, which is super exciting. Anyways, thank you for your time. Don't forget to check out all the socials. Leave a rating wherever you are listening to our podcast. Until next time, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.
Peace.